This is Jeremy Scheib with KCNI Public Affairs, and I thank you folks for joining us for a very special interview. We've got a guest on the phone that is visiting Nebraska from quite a long ways away, and her name is Lorena, and she's got quite the story to tell us about. Lorena, I'll just kind of give you a moment to tell us a little bit about yourself in general, and we'll just kind of talk about your story a little bit. So go ahead and let our listeners here at KCNI KBBN know a little bit about yourself and your story, if you would.
Yes, my name is Lorena Surducan. I am originally from Romania. And when I was a young girl, I received a shoebox from Operation Christmas Child. So I'm really excited to tell you a little bit about my story and the impact that one of these shoeboxes had in my life.
Well, folks that are listening might be familiar with the Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes. There's several different places across the state that participate in this. I know that we've got several areas, several that are participating in our area each year. But I think it's so cool that you're visiting and have a story of your own in being impacted by one of these that came from clear across the globe while you were living in Romania. Talk a little bit about your life as a child, Lorena, and how it was growing up, and then we can talk about the box and your story from there forward after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a wonderful and, you know, happy childhood. Obviously, I had no way of comparing, but I was born in a post-communist country, and because of that, my country, we struggled financially as a nation. It took us good years to recover, both financially and as a people, to learn to get up and use our strengths and try to, you know, match the economy or the power of the countries around us. So because of that, during those periods of time, we started to receive a lot of help from other foreign countries that typically came in the form of donations through the churches of Romania. So we started to receive a lot of, you know, secondhand toy clothes. And this is how we were acquiring many of these very needed items. You know, you can imagine what an impact one of these shoeboxes had when I was raised in a country that was not doing very, very well financially.
Talk about the day that you received your Operation Christmas Child shoebox. How would you describe that experience specifically, based on the situation that you described and kind of receiving these gifts and of both clothing and toys? What was the impact that shoebox gift had on you specifically?
Yeah, it was one Christmas Eve when all the kids from my church were gathered together and we all went to the Sunday school classroom. And I just remember seeing a bunch of colorful boxes. And back then they were the true shoeboxes that were wrapped in colorful gift wraps. So each one of these boxes had a different shape, a different size, a different color. And the whole room was just filled with them. And then the pastor asked us to pray and thank God for the boxes, but also bless the hands who put those boxes together. And the room was filled with laughter and screams and joy, and colorful gift wrap was just flying all around. And I was so excited, not knowing what I was going to find in this box, but I started to push, you know, all the items around and kind of look through it. And I was so happy when I saw things that I have never seen before, things that did not exist in Romanian stores before, things like school supplies that were colorful, notebooks that, you know, had glitter, and a lot of toys, things that I have not seen. But the joy that box brought me was just incredible.
Well, you talked about all the variety of items that find their way into those shoe boxes. Was there an item that you remember when you opened your shoe box that stood out to you the most? And why do you remember that item being so special?
Yeah, so one time when I was little, and these donations that we had received, there was also a toy catalog. Now, obviously, it was a foreign toy catalog, so it had words that we didn't understand, my sister and I, but we just loved looking at the pictures. So something that I really liked in those catalogs were the Barbie dolls. I loved all the accessories that it came with, and the car and the house and everything in between. And I remember telling my mom one time about it, and I said, Mom, I would like to have one of these dolls. Now, obviously, I have never seen one before. I don't think my mom has ever seen one before. So she said, well, just pray for it. And sure enough, since then, I kept praying every single night for one of these Barbie dolls. So when I opened my shoebox and I started to look around, I didn't really, everything was standing out to me. Everything was very impressive. But when I looked at the bottom of the box, I saw a doll with blonde hair, and I was so happy when I realized that it was a Barbie doll. So it was very impactful to see that God had listened to my prayers after all these years. It was just so impressive to see that something that I have prayed for so long was all of a sudden, you know, in one of these shoeboxes.
It sounds like receiving that shoebox made a very spiritual impact on your life.
That's right. That's right.
Now, you are the one packing shoebox gifts for other children. How does that make you feel knowing that you are sending a gift to a child, just like someone once sent a gift to you, just kind of having everything go full circle? That's got to be really fulfilling in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, it definitely makes me happy to be on this other end and this other side of the shoebox. So I got to pack my very first shoebox a few years ago, and ever since then, whenever I pack shoeboxes, I pack it as if I would pack it for my old self. So I always wonder what I would have liked, what would have been something that would have amazed me or something that I would have wanted. So usually all of these shoeboxes are filled with, you know, colorful, glittery, and fluffy items, things that I know my old self would have loved to receive.
Well, I think that's amazing. And I guess in kind of closing our conversation, Lorena, just what is one thing that you would like to tell our listeners today, maybe about yourself or your experience with Operation Christmas Child, or how they can have an impact, or just what's one thing that you would like to tell everybody that's listening today?
Yeah, well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for all of the shoeboxes and everything that they have done for this organization, for these children, and that everything that they continue to do when packing these shoeboxes. You know, I know it's difficult to not see the end result and who received these shoeboxes, but I assure you that your time and effort and sacrifices make a massive impact on these children. And even though we don't see the end result, I think it's such an encouraging thing to do it all in faith, knowing that God is the one that knows where every single one of these shoeboxes go and how much it can impact a child whose language, you know, is spoken in terms of toys and school supplies, things that they can, that are tangible to them and things that they can understand. And you also mentioned, you asked me how people can get involved. I think this organization is fantastic, but it all works with volunteers and with people who are giving their time to allow this organization to continue working. So if you are interested in serving, please consider volunteering for Operation Christmas Child.
Well, and I know that the folks that have volunteered and filled boxes in the past, I think in listening to our conversation, having packed boxes themselves, it's just, you talked about not being able to see the end result and just having faith that these are impacting the lives of children. But it is so very interesting and fulfilling to be able to hear your specific story while you're here in the state of Nebraska, having been impacted by this years ago. I think it's just going to bring a rush of emotion to people. And I know that's your kind of intention, is to let people know about how it impacted you while you're here in Nebraska. Now, you're here for a pretty short amount of time, right?
That's right. I think I'm here for another 2 or 3 days.
Okay. Wow. Well, safe travels while you're here in the state of Nebraska. You told me before we started our conversation, you're headed to Sydney right now. And are you enjoying what we call the Cornhusker State?
Yes, I am. And I'm enjoying their coffee, too.
Oh, there you go. Okay, great. Well, Lorena, thank you so much for taking the time, and we wish you a great rest of the time while you're here, and appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Thank you. Bye.